Greetings, I'm Bob Geckler with a thought from Calvary. A reading from Matthew chapter 15. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre in Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. The story I just read from the Gospel of Matthew is at least somewhat familiar to many of us, if for no other reason than that it mentions children and dogs, topics that just have a tendency to stick in our minds. The same series of events and teachings also appear in the Gospel of Mark. Immediately before this story, Jesus had been teaching the Jewish leaders and people about how blind they were to the real ways of God. One might say, focusing on the letter of the law rather than the spirit of the law, that being ritually clean doesn't make one clean in heart, that there is sin and evil in the human heart. After preaching to these Jewish leaders, Jesus then moved on to the area of Tyre and Sidon, an area that would have been considered unclean by the Jewish people. And there, a Canaanite woman approaches him, asking for his help. In the culture of that time, that was a very bold move. She was a Gentile and a woman. A woman approaching a Jewish man was just not acceptable. Here is where the story differs from the same story in Mark's Gospel. In our reading today, Jesus doesn't tell her yes or no. He simply ignores her. When he is pressed to say something, he says, "I have been sent only to those lost sheep, the people of Israel." This section troubles me a bit. It just doesn't seem like the Jesus I know. Ignoring someone and telling them, "I'm not here for you." Yet that is what Matthew tells us is what happened. Clearly, Jesus was born a Jew, and he came to fulfill the prophecy that a Messiah would be born to the Jewish people. And this woman was not a Jew. But still, did Jesus have to be so hard on her? What she was asking really wasn't so out of line. Jesus had healed others, and she wasn't even asking for herself, but for her dear daughter. "Come on, Jesus! All I want is a crumb, and yet you compare me to a dog, undeserving of the crumbs from the master's table. I'm not trying to take what you have to give the children of Israel. Please, just a tiny crumb." In my house, and probably in many of yours as well, our pets smell something good at the dinner table, and they come looking for a treat. They are not looking for some tiny crumb that happens to fall. They want the good stuff. I have to admit that I am a sucker for a cute little pleading face. Their pleading doesn't get them the crumbs that are left over, but rather a specially cut piece of food. Jesus wasn't that much different. The woman in our story pleaded, needing only a crumb. But Jesus gave her the whole banquet. Because of her tremendous faith, her daughter was healed. Why then did Jesus give her such a tough time? Was he really trying to ignore her? Some might say that she managed to convince Jesus to hear her pleas. Maybe, but Jesus seemed to be pretty sure of himself and did and said things for a reason. I think there is more to this than first meets the eye. When Jesus said nothing to the woman in response to her pleas, the disciples said to Jesus, "Send her away, she's making noise," and no doubt was simply becoming a bother to them. They didn't want to have to put up with her any longer. The Gentiles were of pagan background, and because of that, were condescendingly termed dogs by the Jewish authors, and they were not the children of Israel. The puzzle pieces are starting to come together. Jesus had a great way of using stories and situations to make a point, and sometimes to show how foolish we can be. Jesus was certainly speaking to his disciples, but he was speaking to us as well. Have you ever had a homeless person come to worship and sit near you? I have, many years ago, and I'm sorry to admit that it made me very uncomfortable, and I am certainly not proud to think back on the general reaction of our inner-city congregation to this particular woman. Christian people, followers, disciples of Jesus, but yet we want Jesus on our terms. How hypocritical Jesus' disciples were when they were ready to see Jesus send this Canaanite woman of faith away rather than see her fed with the blessings that Jesus could offer. How hypocritical we are when we are ready to send away someone who seeks a small crumb from the bread of life, simply because they don't fit the mold of what a good Christian person should be, at least in our eyes. How foolish Jesus' disciples must have felt when Jesus said to her, "You are a woman of great faith. What you want will be done for you." We are not called to dress well, to smell good, to drive the right car, to live in the nicest house, or to be outwardly clean in order to be followers of Jesus. We are called to be inwardly clean, to have faith and to believe and to practice the ways and teachings of Jesus in our lives. We are to seek and to welcome all into the fellowship of Christ's church, regardless of their background, and in so doing, to build up the body of Christ in our communities and throughout the world. Indeed, at the end of his ministry, Jesus told his followers to go into all the world to preach the gospel to all mankind, that whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. That doesn't mean that everyone will choose to follow and accept Jesus. That is their choice, and we cannot control that. But it is our responsibility to open the door, to welcome even the Canaanite woman. This isn't true only in our churches, however. Jesus' message goes beyond just that, because Jesus never calls us to follow him only in church, but calls us to follow him in every part of our lives as well. We are not to look at another person with an eye of judgment and prejudice, whether a stranger we meet, a co-worker or colleague, a potential employee, or a person we don't know. We are not to say to ourselves, "He's too heavy, she's too short, she has too much makeup, he doesn't wear the right clothes, he's black, she's Asian, they're Middle Eastern." It is not what we see on the outside, but what is on the inside, in one's heart, that makes a person's character. And that is what Jesus wants us to focus on. Those who come seeking Jesus don't have to fit our patterns or expectations. All they have to do is have a true desire to find Him and to follow Him. This unlikely Canaanite woman came looking for a crumb, dog food. What she got was a feast, the God food of life. Amen. Please be with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Jesus has shown us just how foolish we can be when we try to keep all the crumbs for ourselves. May we share as He has shared with us. In Jesus' name, Amen. With a thought from Calvary, I'm Bob Geckler. May the peace, the grace, and the Spirit of Christ be upon you.